Now, you have heard me say over the course of this week, and it's going to continue for the rest of the week, some really, really strong negotiations, really similar to the NRL and the RLPA around, you know, people coming back to the table and bringing their talents to the program for the course of 2023. We did it with the analysts. We've got other ones that we need to work through. Well, Jared Condon from readingtheplay.com.au and I were engaged in a deep, lengthy, at times emotional negotiation. I'm happy to say that Jared is back for another year on Afternoons on SEN. G'day, Jared.
Hello, Jimmy. I'm just so pleased that we didn't need to get Peter Volandis or Clint Newton involved and we're able to get something sorted out. And here we are, back into 2023.
Yes, thank you very much for that. I nearly got to the point where I was going to have to send my standover man, Coach K, around to your place, but just a little knock on the door, but it didn't get to that point. So we're all good. We're all good. Hey, I tell you what, we are looking forward to, mate, on the back of some conference championships games, which were very, very different, but we have our Super Bowl contenders. So it's the Eagles and Jordan Mailata up against the Kansas City Chiefs, who have been there, done that before. Let's have a look at these conference championships games first up. I know you're big on the 49ers, mate, but when you're looking at your backup quarterback to the backup quarterback to the backup quarterback, it makes it very difficult, Jared.
Oh, it does, Jimmy. And yeah, it's a bit of a pity that what looked such a quality matchup between those two probably got soiled in the end on that side of the ball for the 49ers. But I have to say, in all fairness, the Eagles were outstanding. Yeah. And part of those problems that the 49ers got, I went back and had another look at the tape. And, you know, their offensive pressure that they were putting on Purdy initially and then onto his replacement, Johnson, I mean, they caused them all sorts of grief. And that's, you know, one of the strengths that's probably hasn't got enough focus about the Eagles. And the other side of that too, Jimmy, is we've been talking for many weeks about how strong the 49ers' defence has been. Mm. And they've probably been one of the benchmark teams. Well, as the game went on, so yes, the 49ers had some issues at quarterback, but gee, the Eagles ended up just wearing them down and cutting them open and, you know, went on to score 31 points. And to be quite honest, I think that last 5 minutes of the game where they took the foot off the pedal and, you know, a very smart coach played a lot of his backup players, it could have been another touchdown at least to that score. So Eagles, very dominant winners. And then, gee, we just had another cracking clash between these two, the Chiefs and the Bengals. I mean, I think that's now the last four times that they've played, there's been only 3 points between them at the end of the game. The Chiefs got away with this one. They led, if not were even, all through the game. I thought the Bengals maybe had a touch go against them with quite a few calls, but we just now lead into an amazing matchup in the Super Bowl.
Just on that Eagles game, I did see across Twitter last night, I was reading about Jordan Mailata and looking at some stuff, and he monstered Nick Bosa there at one stage there, and you realise the impact that he's going to have in this game, one of the highest paid players on the field when it comes to the Super Bowl, the bloke who couldn't get a start with the Rabbitohs and couldn't get a start with the Bulldogs before that. The other point about that Eagles 49ers game, and I know we talked about the quarterback situation, but Coach Kyle Shanahan, I saw him on the sidelines, usually cool, calm, collected. He was losing it. And I think that sort of that messaging went through to all his players as well. You won't get that with Nick Sirianni, and you certainly won't get it with Andy Reid as well. What about the market for this Super Bowl? You'll hear it exclusively across the SEN network, though. It seems to be all over the place, Jared. Where are we at with it now?
Well, Jimmy, it's just been amazing. So Sunday night in the US, one of the big Vegas bookmakers called Circa Sports opened up the game with the Chiefs at -2.5 favourites. Now, I would have thought that that was a little bit left of centre, but they are, you know, a very big established bookmaker. And, you know, for our listeners, you can get set for $20,000 at a time with that particular bookmaker. Well, within a 30-minute span, it went from the Chiefs at -2.5 all the way to the Eagles at -2.5. So within 30 minutes, there was that much money, the market flipped. Now, in the last day and a half in the US, that market's now settled back to the Eagles being -1 to 1.5 favourites. So top sport at the moment, they're -1 at $1.90. Jimmy, I think that's really good shopping. I like the look of the Eagles into this game. I mean, Yeah, Mahomes, one of those touchdown passes he threw in that game on Sunday was just amazing. The guy is freakish, but there's no doubt that he's got some issues with that ankle. The other issue is they got banged up again with a number of their front men, and there's question marks about who might be available. The Eagles just have got stronger and stronger once Hurts has returned. They just look to be peaking at the right time, Jimmy, and I think minus one at $1.90, I think that's a great bet. I want to be with the Eagles. I think closer to game time, that probably gets back with the Eagles out to maybe two and a half, because I do think the public money in the US closer to the game is all over the Eagles. And just looks a cracking matchup down in Arizona, so we've got a neutral ground as the Super Bowl most years is. But gee, it's just been a fantastic playoff series. I've absolutely loved week after week of this.
The difference for Kansas City is, and you know, it's they sort of become self-fulfilling, is that Travis Kelce is a guy that Mahomes goes to a lot, especially getting that first down. And so therefore his numbers go through the roof. Therefore you go to him more. So the lack of those running backs, you know, there's no Tyreek Hill there. Wide receivers. So there's no Tyreek Hill. A smart person sent to me the other day too, just who the Eagles have faced from a quarterback point of view leading into Super Bowl 57. So Purdy Johnson last week, Daniel Jones, Davis Webb, Andy Dalton, Dak Prescott, and Justin Fields. So doesn't strike fear into too many, that lineup, Jared.
And that's true, Jimmy, but they just keep getting it done, don't they? I mean, you know, I really like the 49ers coming through the last couple of weeks, because we would have thought that they'd come through the tougher games. They'd beat the Cowboys the week before in a really tight physical affair, yet got dusted up against their strength of the defence by the Eagles. I think the Eagles are just one of those teams that are flown under the radar a little bit, because they come from a side of the draw, which is normally considered the weaker side. Yet they were the number one seed. They were in the top rankings in defence. They come up against the number one seed on the alternate side of the draw. But, you know, the Chiefs defensively have had some question marks and now a bit banged up. You know, I want to be with the Eagles, Jimmy.
Oh, I can see you and I going head-to-head on this one, which is not necessarily...
Jimmy, just get to that bank manager of yours and let's have a little conversation on the side, because there'll be lunch bets galore over the next week coming into this one. I've got a little bit to square up with you. You've got way too big a break to start 2023 on me.
Speaking of season 2023, early bird season pass offer now available on the readingtheplay.com.au website for the National Rugby League. And we might have a chat about that in a couple of weeks' time too. Some maybe some long-term forecasts, some betting options that you're offering there too, which I think might have moved already, right?
I think we might have moved the market a little bit over last week, Jimmy. And, Jim, it just looks like a very open season. I think there's a couple of key teams at the pointy end that are probably going to have a fair bit to say. And one of them that we backed might have been one of your old clubs, but amongst those five or six that you did end up playing with. So we can talk about that into the next couple of weeks, most certainly.
Thank you, Jared. Enjoy your weekend.
Take care, Jimmy.